亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们继续讲 The Big Umbrella 这本书里面的 The Big Umbrella 大雨伞那篇的文章第一章。这本书是绝版的，我是今年2022年在 Amazon 买到的。我们提过的 Thomas Sass The Myth of Mental Illness 精神病的迷思或者神话是买得到的，新版旧书都买得到，我也是从 Amazon 买到的。我们现在继续看亚当斯对牧者也是对所有基督徒的鼓励，因为基督徒往往说我不懂怎么帮助人呢，我没有资格。 You have greater qualifications than you may realize， 你可能比你所认为的有更多的资格。 Not only do you have greater opportunities than you may think， but you have far greater qualifications than you evenmay begin to recognize， 你不单单有更多的大好机会，你更加具有更大的资格。 We have seen that changing the lives of your people is not a psychiatrist's work， 我们已经看到改变基督徒生命的不是属于精神科医生的工作来的。Rather, the behavior and value change is the work of God's servants. 改变人们的行为和价值观是上帝的仆人们的工作。You and I cannot escape our responsibility so easily. 你跟我不能这么容易逃脱我们的责任的。Look again at your qualifications for the work. 再来看一次你的侍奉的资格。What training, for instance, is really best for the task of changing?Men's lives， 改变人的生命，什么是最好的训练呢？ Medical school， 医学院吗？ Psychiatric training， 精神科医学的训练吗？ Some clinic or theoretical school of psychotherapy in New York or Washington， 在出名的城市里的一些的理论性的心理治疗学院或者诊所吗？ University training in psychology， 去大学主修心理学吗？What about a solid seminary training in the Word of God? 扎实的神学训练，扎根于上帝的话才对吗？ Think, what is the best training and background for the work of changing the lives of other people? 你再想一次，帮助人们改变他们的生命的最好的训练是什么？ A good seminary background is the best education for the work of changing lives. 一个扎实的，当然是相信圣经的神学训练是最好的训练。 If that training is truly biblical， 假如这种的训练是符合圣经的话， It will as a matter of course provide experience in biblical counseling， 这种训练应该循例的在过程中训练你，给你经验去从事圣经辅导的。那这里我附带加多一句话，亚当斯本人虽然他不是主修心理学，但是他实在是在一些的精神科医学院或者医院里面实习过的。 I insist that a seminary background of the right sort is the proper and by far the best means for training a person for that work， 我坚持最好的方法训练人从事圣经辅导的就是一个扎实的正确的神学教育。下面我们不每一句去读了。神学训练就包括用工具，就是希腊文、希伯来文、释经学、解经等等去研究神的话 ，study the word of God， 终生的研究，这样子就帮助人有装备去辅导和讲道，也知道怎么样去 communicate the results， 把你的研究的结果传递给人。罗马书15章14节告诉我们，罗马的基督徒是充满着良善，充满着知识或者是智慧和智慧，能够劝诫的。 Full of goodness, filled with knowledge， 充满着良善，充满的知识。所以用亚当斯方法来总结一下，第一个资格就是 Know God's word well，熟悉上帝的话。 The word of Christ must dwell within you richly， 基督的道必须丰丰富富的 存在你的里面。Be filled with the knowledge of scriptures. 你要充满着对圣经的知识。当然，这个知识包括经验。Dwell within him, 存在里面。That the word of God becomes a living, vital part of the fabric of your being. 神的话成为你的生命的一部分。Unfortunately, seminaries have not always stressed this fact. 很不幸的，不是每一间神学院都充分的强调这一点。第二 ，number two， 第二个资格 ，be full of wisdom， 充满着智慧。Wisdom 是什么呢？智慧是什么呢 ？The practical application of that knowledge， 实际上应用对圣经的知识。The ability to apply a truth in scriptures to a person's life at the place where he lives， 能够把圣经里的真理应用在人所处的生命处境。 Wisdom brings the word of God to bear upon problems in pertinent and relevant ways. 智慧能够把上帝的道应用在人生的处境，应用的适合 in relevant ways. 所以同样的，这种的智慧也是一种经验方面的资格。第三个资格是 goodness， 良善。Goodness of attitude toward others， 对别人存良善的态度。 In loving concern， goodness motivates a pastor to take the time and make the effort to seek out God's answers to the problems of another。 良善让一个牧师或者基督徒充满着爱心跟关心的花时间努力去寻找另外一个人生命中难题的上帝的答案，这样子他就会 get involved， 投入到另外一个人的生命，为了他的好处。这个就是罗马书15:14所提到的三方面的资格： knowledge of the scriptures， 认识圣经； become wise in ability to deal with counselees， 做一个智慧的人，懂得怎么处理一个受辅导的人正面的面子劝解他。But to do it with goodness of heart， 但是存一个良善的心去作为动力来劝解的。还有第四个资格在加拉太书6:1，那这一节经文也是很重要的。亚当斯写了一本的小书 Ready to Restore， 随时挽回，预备好随时挽回， Ready to Restore。 这本书的书名，这本书是一本平信徒的很简单的辅导的手册。这本书的书名 Ready to Restore 来自加拉太书6:1，挽回这两个字。加拉太书6:1，弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把它挽回过来。挽回 Restore，这个字就好像修补一个渔网、mend a net, fishing net， 补网修补的意思的。这里加拉太书6:1，你们属灵的人，属灵的意思就是有圣灵，有别于没有圣灵，不是属灵，不是属魂属体，是有圣灵，有别于没有圣灵。所以一个人必须是重生的，有圣灵住在他里面，不断的使他成圣。所以你的资格比你所承认的是更多的。第三， You have greater knowledge than you may recognize， 你比你所意识到的有更多的知识的。你可能会这样说， I don't， 我没有， I wouldn't know what to do if I had to confront somebody who is severely depressed， 我若面对一个深深的忧郁的人，我不知道如何行的。I don't know how to help a homosexual， 我不懂怎么帮助一个同性恋者。 Suppose somebody starts running down the street naked with a meat cleaver， 譬如一个人赤身露体的拿着一个菜刀在街上跑， I wouldn't know how to handle that， 我不知道怎么处理。 Well maybe you should think further about what to do in such specific cases， 可能你要再想一下在这种情况应该怎么做。 But I believe that basically you do know what to do， 但是我相信基本上你是知道要怎么做的。Even though you may not realize， 虽然你不意识到， I think you know a lot about how to handle these and other kinds of situations than others do or than you yourself might recognize。 你知道比你所承认的知道更多，比别人知道更多，怎么处理的？ First of all, 第一， you have inside information about man's fundamental problem. 你对人基本的问题是什么？你是有内部消息的。You can pull books off the shelves by the dozens that theorize about what is wrong with men. 你图书馆书店可以买到借到好几百本书，都是一些理论猜想人的问题是什么， What is wrong with people? But you know that answer lies in the third chapter of the book of that book on your study desk. 你知道答案就在你的书桌上那本书的第三章，圣经的第三章。That chapter shows how, as a result of man's sin, all sorts of tragic problems begin to complicate his life. 创世纪第三章告诉我们，人犯罪的结果是，各种各样的悲剧性的问题，开始让他的生命显得更复杂。The dynamics of sin were exposed at the very beginning. 罪的动态从起初就被暴露出来的。Reconstruct the scene， 重新回到伊甸园看看这个场景。Adam and Eve have sinned， 亚当夏娃犯罪了。God comes， 上帝来。As usual in the cool of the day， 天起了凉风，上帝照循例就来了。The time when he used to walk with Adam， 就是他与亚当同行的时间。But instead of a joyful response to the presence of God， 但亚当这次没有感觉到喜乐，因为上帝来了。Adam runs in fear， 他惧怕，逃跑。It is apparent that something has come between them， 很明显的，神与亚当之间有了一个隔阂了。Sin has driven a wedge between Adam and God， 罪就是造成这个隔阂的。God comes and Adam hide， 上帝来，亚当隐藏，惧怕逃跑隐藏。He has to be ferreted out of the trees， 上帝要 把亚当从树丛里面拔出来。He finally emerges still trying to cover his nakedness in the presence of God， 后来他从树中出来了，仍然常是要隐藏他的赤身露体，因为他在上帝的面前吧。Before whom all is naked and open， 事实上在上帝面前什么都是赤裸敞开的哦。Adam tries to hide because he realizes now that openness and frankness that he once enjoyed in God's presence no longer exist。 亚当隐藏，因为他现在知道以前他给上帝面前享受的敞开真诚已经不再存在了。They were once so close that nothing, even clothing, came between them. 以前神人之间是那么的密切，不需要衣服。But now he feels ashamed in the presence of God. 现在他感觉到羞耻，在上帝面前羞耻。There's great gulf between them. 他们之间有了一个鸿沟。He is a guilty sinner who has offended the holy God. 他是一个有罪孽的罪人，因为他干犯了圣洁的上帝的诫命。好，你看到惧怕、逃跑、隐藏、遮掩、羞耻。Notice what happens when God begins to deal with Adam in an authentic fashion. 那现在当上帝面责劝诫亚当的时候，下面发生什么事？ Adam makes excuses. 亚当提出借口来了。What does Adam do? 亚当做了什么？ Does he say in repentance, Lord, I've sinned, forgive me? 他是不是说，主，我犯罪了，求你饶恕我？ No, 他不是这样说的。Not only do the basic problems that have come snowballing down through history already appear, but along with it, with them can be seen the fundamental sinful response patterns that cause additional confusion and complicated situation. 亚当的回应不单单显露出整个走过历史，人类历史的长廊，我们看得到的基本的问题。伴随着这个基本的问题，还有个基本的人对罪，人对他的情况的有罪的回应，这就让事情显得更混乱、更复杂了。They all began back there in the garden， 都从伊甸园开始的。In seed form, at least, every major problem that a counselor must handle today is found there at the beginning。辅导员要面对的每一种的主要的问题，都可以在伊甸园 创世纪第三章可以找得到，至少他的那个问题的前置。The hundred different counseling problems that you encounter from day to day are merely variations on these basic themes. 你每天可以面对的一百种不同的辅导问题，基本上都是一个主题的不同的变化。It was all there in the sin and sinful response of Adam at the beginning. 在亚当犯罪和有带着罪回应上帝的记载里面都已经有了。我再说一次，惧怕、逃避、隐藏、遮掩、羞耻。God confronts Adam with his sin. 上帝面责亚当，指出他的罪。Adam, did you eat of that tree? 亚当，你有没有吃了那棵树的果子？ Notice how Adam replies. 请注意亚当是怎么回答的。In effect, he says, 他等于在说， Now wait a minute, Lord, 等一下啊。主耶华， that woman that you gave me, she was the one who did wrong. 那个你所给我那个女人，她才是做错事的人。I didn't do anything wrong. 我没有做什么错事。I mean, after all, I ate. Sure, 啊，是的了，我有吃。But look, you gave her to me. 这是你把她给我的。It's really your fault. 事实上是你错了。After all, you gave me someone like that to live with. 你给我这种人与她同居。So don't blame me. 不要怪我哦。There is no repentance in his reply. 他的回答一点都没有悔改。There is no feeling of personal sorrow about what he did. 他所做的一点都没有感觉到忧愁。He does not assume responsibility for sin. 他完全对他的罪没有负责任。Instead, we see only blame shifting, excuse making, even complaining. 我们看到的是推卸责任，提出借口，甚至乎埋怨。 Adam attempts to throw the responsibility for sin back upon God. 亚当试图把犯罪的责任推给上帝。 Men have not changed. 人类没有改变过。 The Lord turns to Eve. 现在上帝转向夏娃。 What about it, Eve? 那你呢？夏娃又怎么样？ She replied, it was the serpent's fault, not mine. 她说是蛇的错，不是我的错。Again, the buck gets passed. 再次我们看到推卸责任。Not only has a wedge been driven between God and man, 现在神人之间不单单有个隔阂， but you can imagine how Adam's blame shifting also drove a wedge between himself and his wife. 但你可以想象亚当这样子的推卸责任就让他跟太太之间又有了隔阂了。 It all began right there. 就在那里开始的。 And every problemThat you and your counselees have to face today is there in seed form. 今天你和你的受辅导者所面对的问题，每一个问题起源潜能都在创世纪第三章。In Genesis 3, sin leads to hiding. 在创世纪第三章，罪导致人们躲藏。This hiding by Adam is the archetype of every avoidance pattern.No matter how sophisticated, that you will run into in counseling today.
亚当的躲藏就是那个典范。今天你在辅导的时候，你会遇见各种各样的逃避的伎俩，不论他是多么的聪明。People still run from this and from that. 今天人们仍然是从这个从那个的问题逃避。But reflection upon the fact leads to this conclusion.但是你多想一下，你就会接触这个结论。Just as all blame shifting ultimately is blaming God, so all running is in the end running from God. 正如推卸责任，最后就是责怪上帝。同样，所有的逃避就是逃跑，逃避上帝。You know that. 你是知道的。As Christian minister, you already know that fact.你作为基督徒，作为牧师，你已经知道这个事的。You know basically what is wrong with man. 你知道人的问题是什么的。He is a sinner who needs to be changed by the grace of God. 他是罪人，需要上帝的恩典来改变他。Most of the hypothesizing, theorizing, speculating on the part of the psychiatric schools about what is wrong with man and how he got that way is useless.Chatter.
精神科医学跟心理学不断地在提出新的理论，猜测人的问题是什么，
他为什么搞到这么糟，都是无用的废话。
There is only one right answer，
正确的答案只有一个。
And you already know the answer，
你已经知道这个答案的。
You are way ahead，
你比他们已经跑在前面了。
But you may say I still don't know what to do to help people，
但是你说我还是不知道要做什么来帮助人们。
Yes you do，
你知道的。
You know more than those writers who fill the libraries with the products of their speculation.
你比那些图书馆的书的作者知道更多。他们把他们的猜想堆满了图书馆跟书局的。
You know a lot more.
你知道比他们多的是。
Refer to Psalm 119 verse 99.
参考诗篇119篇第99节。第99节。恶人等待着要把我毁灭，我却思考你的法度。而人要毁灭信徒要做的是思考上帝的话。
What you need to do is to recognize how much you already know，
你需要知道的就是要知道你已经知道多么的多。
You already hold to some basic biblical presuppositions just as every other counselor does，
你已经持守一些最基本的圣经的前提或者信念，就等于每一个其他的每一个的辅导员都有他们的前提的。
Every psychiatrist，
每一个精神科医生，
Every clinical psychologist，
每一个临床心理学家，
Every marriage counselor，
每一个婚姻辅导者，
has his presupposition，
都有他们的前提的。
No one is neutral，
没有人是中立的。
You have yours, hopefully not yours but God's.
你有你的前提，希望不是你的，而是上帝所启示的前提。
Every person thinks and acts according to his presuppositions, whether he knows it or not, and whether he can articulate them or not.
每一个人的思考，每一个人的行为都是根据他的基本前提的，无论他说不说得出，知不知道事情是如此。
What are your presuppositions?
你的前提是哪一些呢？
Well, to begin with, because you believe the Bible, you know much about the counselee before he walks into the room.
首先，因为你相信圣经是神的话，你已经知道这个辅导的当事人是谁，在他进到辅导室之前，你已经认识他的。
You have a great advantage in the fact that your presuppositions are founded not on speculation, but on the revelation of God.
你比起其他辅导员绝对占优势，因为你的前提信念不是根据猜想，而是根据上帝的启示。
By means of the basic biblical presuppositions to which you are committed, you know a lot about any counseling.
因为你守住最基本的圣经的前提。你说什么前提？哦，人是罪人哦，出生就活在过犯罪恶中，耶稣基督是唯一人类的救主，人犯罪会逃避责任，但是面对上帝的审判等等。每一个人都是
He's a sinful son of Adam，
都是亚当的后裔，都是罪人。有的时候一个受辅导者当辅导开始的没有20分钟，他就很惊讶的说
You know me，
你认识我嘞？ How do you know me？ 你怎么认识我的？
The answer to thatWas
应该怎么回答他？正确的答案是
：Well, God told me all about you in the Bible.
圣经里面上帝已经把你完全告诉我了。
It is that simple，
就是这么简单。
And also that profound，
就是这么深奥。
You do know a lot about people before they enter the room.
人们没有走进辅导室之前，你已经知道很多关于他们的事道。
Far more than those.Who speculate apart from God's revelation？
比起那些偏离上帝的启示、乱乱猜想的人，你知道的是比他们多得多。
The Bible is plain about man's sin and how it has affected his life。
上帝在圣经里面很清楚地讲出人的罪怎么影响他的生活。
You must recognize that, gentlemen。
牧师们、信徒们，你必须承认。知道这一点。
You need a new confidence that the word of God is sufficient. and true. 你必须重新捡起这个信心 confidence. The word of God is true. 神的话是真理。The word of God is sufficient. 神的话是完备的、足够的、充足的。You need to believe that, that it is adequate both to describe and to meet man's needs. 你必须相信圣经是足够的来分析人的需要、处理人的需要。For example, you also know, 譬如说你也知道 according to the scripture, sinners, simply because they're sinners, develop sinful life patterns. 罪人因为他们是罪人，他们会培养出一些罪的生活习惯。 These patterns, the Bible says, are hard to break. 圣经说这些的习惯是很难除掉的。They call the old man, but Paul, 保罗称这些习惯叫做旧人。These old ways of living need to be put off or abandoned after a person becomes a Christian. 一个人成为基督徒之后，这些旧的习惯需要被脱去，就是放弃。And new patterns of living must be put on or developed. 新的习惯必须要穿上或者是培养出来。The new lifestyles that are according to the law of God, Paul calls the new man. 那这些按照上帝的律法所培养出的新的习惯，保罗称之为新的人。 The new man and the old man are not some kind of entities within the person. 旧人跟新人不是在人里面两块东西，两个人，而不是的。 As if he possessed separate natures, 好像一个人有两个人性，旧人的本性，新人的本性，不是的。 They are simply Paul's graphic way of describing two ways of life. 保罗只不过是很形象的用旧人新人来形容两种生活的方式，两条人生的道路。 The old man is called the former manner of life in the New American Standard Version, Ephesians 4:32. 在以弗所书四章三十二节，旧人呢，在 NASB 是翻译成 former manner of life, 以前的生活的样式。所以不是一个人，不是里面有两块东西，两个人，就是以前的生活的习惯和现在新的生活的习惯。By the way, they respond to life's problems and difficult situations. Sinners develop sinful patterns from the beginning of their lives. 罪人面对人生不同的难处的时候，会做出一些回应，习惯成自然，就从头开始就培养出一些错的、罪恶的习惯或者样式。We should expect this, because that is all the unconverted sinners can do. 这个不奇怪的，因为没有重生的罪人只能够做这个吗？ Those patterns may pay off a while. 这些习惯可能暂时带来一些的好结果， but they will not continue to do so forever. 但是不会永远如此的。 The scriptures speak of the temporary pleasures of sin.Hebrews 11:25, 希伯来书第11章25节告诉我们，罪暂时是有它的欢乐的。Eventually, however, sinful living gets people into trouble. 但是最终罪会带来很多的麻烦、困难、复杂的情况。Sinful responses to life's problems begin to pile up and complicate the original problems.对人生难题的有罪的回应一直堆积起来，那么原来的问题越来越搞得更复杂了。 Problems grow, 难题越长越大， sometimes so much so that people don't know which way to turn next, and they give up or blow up or crack up. 难道人们不知道何去何从，他们可能会放弃或者是 give up，或者大发雷霆 blow up, 或者崩溃 crack up, 包括吸毒。 Now, you know that, 你知道这些事的，你是知道的。 You are not so ignorant about people and their problems as you may pretend. 你没有那么的无知关于人们他们的问题，你不要假装不知道，你知道的。 You are far more conversant with all of this than a psychiatrist might like you to believe.你对这些事情非常熟悉，比精神的医生告诉你，你不知道，你知道更多。By studying the word of God carefully and observing the biblical principles And observing how the biblical principles describe the people you counsel, not to speak of measuring your own heart and life, you can gain all of the information and experience that you need to become a competent, confident Christian counselor. 好，阅读上帝的话，观察圣经原则怎么在描述你所辅导的人，还不要说用圣经来衡量你自己的内心跟生活，你就有一切所需要的知识和经验做一个能够辅导的基督徒辅导员。 It will take time and study and prayer， 需要时间，需要勤读圣经，需要祷告， but it is possible， 但是是可能的。我们暂时停在这里，下一讲我们继续。